in the book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of 2 Samuel. So get close to your radio now as we take a deeper look in the book.
That we'll look at 2 Samuel, chapter 11 and chapter 12. We have been rolling along, moving through the book of 2 Samuel. And we have been looking at David as being a good and a righteous king. Is that right? He's been a godly king. What can you tell me about David in one word? Give me something in one word. He was a blessed king. Give me something else in one word. He's a humble king. Give me something else in one word. A generous king. Amen. Amen. Something else. An unselfish king. An unselfish king. Anything else? Faithful king. Faithful king. Amen. A faithful king. All right. All right. But so basically we can put all of that stuff up under godliness. David has been a godly king. He's been acting like he's truly a man of God. But the thing I like about the Bible just don't give us the good side of a person. It gives us the whole side of that person. What I like about the Bible gives us the truth. Amen. And regardless how good we are here at church, if you followed us home, every now and then, not every day, but every now and then, that lit crazy side of you will take over if you let it. It's still there. Amen. That old man, even though you saved, that old you is still there. Amen. It's just, it has been put to sleep. But every now and then, it'll wake up on you, won't it? Tell the truth and shame the devil, somebody. Amen. And tonight, that's what we're going to see in David. We're going to see a sinful king. We've been looking at a faithful king, a righteous king, a good king, a godly king. But tonight, I want you to see in David a sinful king. When you look at 2 Samuel chapter 11, we see the saga between David and Bathsheba. Now, I want you to look at something. I want you to look at something. David, so far, he has never lost a battle. We've been looking at a warrior. A fighter that has never lost a battle. Have you ever thought about that? All the fights that David has ever been in, he has never lost one until he meet Bathsheba. Isn't that something? Regardless how powerful a man is, sometimes the thing that can bring him down is his temptation, whatever he's weak to. And David was weak to women. Bathsheba brought him down. Now look at this text, the Bible says, and it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when the kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab. Somebody say, uh-oh. And his servants with him and all of Israel. And they destroyed the children of Ammon, besieged Raba, but David tarried still at Jerusalem. Somebody say, uh-oh. Now notice, the Bible says that David sent Joab. It was during the time when the kings were supposed to do what? It was the time when the kings led their army into battle that David said, I ain't going this year. Y'all can go ahead and go. Joab, I want to send you and the army. Y'all go and take care of that. Y'all don't need me this year. I'm going to stay around the house. Scratch one. When you're not where you're supposed to be, you on a slippery slope into sin. Just when you're not where you're supposed to be, you on a slippery, that's the first step on your way down to sin. David here, and notice the Bible says, and it came to pass in the evening that David arose from off his bed. Wait a minute, David, you sleeping in the middle of the day. What's wrong? He's bored. Oh, let me get up from here. Go out here and walk on the rooftop. He's bored, ain't he? Why is David bored? He wasn't where he's supposed to be, and he ain't doing what he's supposed to do. If he was out there fighting the battle, he wouldn't be bored. Hello, somebody. Listen, whenever you're sending somebody else to do your job, you've taken a step down. You're on that slippery slope. You're going to be bored. You think about it. When are you the most bored? Huh? When you ain't doing nothing, but it ain't because you ain't got nothing to do. You may not want to do what you're supposed to do, but it ain't because you ain't really just ain't got nothing to do. The house can be all dirty and everything, and you know you're supposed to be cleaning the house, but you just as bored want to be. Hello, somebody. Let's move on a little bit further before I get myself in trouble. But notice here, David, he was bored. He got up. He walked up on the rooftop. Let me back up. Why y'all think David didn't go out to battle? Let's just deal with that. We got a little time. Don't we have a little time to deal with that? Why you think David didn't go out to battle? Huh? Could it be he's got a spirit of confidence? Y'all know anything about body language? See, when you put your hand in your pocket and got that little scruck. Hello, somebody. See, that's confidence. A person like this here. Now, what's that? That's concern. But see, when you got this going for you. Hello, somebody. David has got some self-confidence going. Y'all don't need me this year. Y'all go on out there. If you need me, call me, though. Hello, somebody. Self-confidence. When are we most vulnerable? When we got that old spirit of pride. See, a lot of times, and I don't even heard it right here at Bible Way, but not so much on Wednesday night, but you know I don't heard it here at Bible Way. Nah, I don't think I'm going to sing this year. They ready to retire at 28. Hello, somebody. They're ready to stop. I mean, that I'm been doing ministry for 5 years, but I think I'm about ready to take a break. Wait a minute now. You're just 25 years old and talking about you ready to take a break. I'm going to let somebody else, you know, do it. I've been doing it all these years. It ain't like you've been doing something 65 years and you're walking around with a walking cane. Self-confidence. And next thing you know, the person get out of the choir, then you see they're set on these first five rows. Then you see them set middle ways. Then you see them set at the back. Then they start missing. Then you don't see them no more. Then 3 or 4 years, they come back crying. What done happened? They got out their place. All because of self-confidence. Don't get fooled with self. There's always some more battles to fight. You hadn't sung your best yet. You better keep on singing. You better keep on praying and preaching. You ain't done your best yet. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Once you start feeling like you done your best and, let me go, you know, I'm kind of getting bored with this. Let me go do something. But you saying you coasting. You need to step it up. I don't even heard folks, you know, that I need a challenge. This ain't enough challenging for me. Well, now you need to read your Bible. That Bible will be a challenge. And then you need to start teaching. I'll never forget out there at the Bible school, I'd gotten in one program, and then I got in another program, and I went and talked to the professor about it. He said, you know what you need to do? He says, rather than just coming out here and getting this information, you need to go back to your church and ask your pastor, can you teach some of this stuff? He said, because you never know what you know until you start teaching. See, you thinking you know a lot. But once you start teaching, you're going to find out what you don't know. Yeah. See, anybody can be a spectator of Christianity, can be on the sideline. When you're on the sideline, anybody can coach sitting on the sideline. But when you get out there in the game, it's different. Tell the truth, somebody. Amen. Yeah, I used to think that, you know, football out there, I said, man, you know, those guys too slow, those guys this, those guys that. Next year I'm going out. I went out, stayed out there for 2 days. Amen. That was enough to let me know I need to stay with basketball. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Let's move on a little bit further. David was idle. And then notice here, as David was on the rooftop, it says, and he walked upon the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was, very beautiful to look upon. She was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman, and the one says, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Elam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took her, and she came in unto him, and he laid with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned unto her house. Now, David and Bathsheba. So David saw a beautiful woman, and David couldn't look away. David was on the rooftop, and he saw Bathsheba taking a bath. Wait a minute now. Who was wrong here? Huh? Wait a minute. Who was wrong here? Did y'all hear that? He said, but Sheba should have had her curtain closed. Hello, somebody. Have y'all ever rode through the neighborhood at night and you saw folks with their window curtain open? The blinds all open. You can almost see what they having for dinner. Yeah. Now, Bathsheba, I don't know. When I get to heaven, I'm going to have to ask them about that. What's going on here? I don't know. Whenever I have the men's ministry or our men's lock-in, I like to use this passage. And I don't know. Look like to me, Bathsheba should have had the curtains closed. But that just goes to show you somebody's always watching you, even when you think nobody's watching you. You got to be careful. But the text don't really tell us. The text really focus on David, and so we really can't blame Bathsheba. So the text want us to look at David and see this sinful man, this sinful king. And the Bible tells us that David sent and inquired, and once he found out she was married, that should have been enough. He should have said, oh, man, she married. Oh, okay, but tell her to stay back. Tell her to just pull her curtain closed. Tell her to pull her curtain closed. Yeah. That should have been end of discussion right there, shouldn't it? But David said, go get her. But they said, David, she belonged to Uriah. Go get her. I'm the king. What do that tell us about this king? He's what? Wait a minute. Don't David already have about three or four wives at this time? And don't he have some concubines? So he don't have no, you know, girl shortage around the kingdom. What's going on here? Greed. Oh boy, he's just being greedy. Yeah, he just being greedy, arrogant, pride. You know, pride for people and greedy. Well, actually, pride and greed, they run together. They bosom buddies. A prideful person don't like to be turned down. Why? Because I'm the king. And so David here, he sent for Bathsheba. And he committed adultery with her and found out a couple of days later, months later, that she pregnant. Word got back to the king that she pregnant, and the husband ain't at home, ain't been home for months, out there fighting the battle. Uh-oh. Somebody ought to say, uh-oh. Days are lives that sand through the hourglass, so are the days our lives. All right. Well, can David say the devil made me do this? Why not? We do. I mean, don't y'all see the devil made him do it? Oh, it wasn't the devil. Look at what the Bible says. See, we give that devil way too much credit. As a matter of fact, the devil ain't been at your house for a while. See, the devil can't be everywhere at the same time. See, if the devil at my house, that means he ain't at yours. The devil ain't God. See, God can be everywhere at the same time. Now, the reason that some devilment can go on at my house and some devilment can go on your house is because the devil got some demons out there working for him. Yeah, that's what that is. Amen. Now, but go over here to James chapter 1. Look at what the Bible says at James chapter 1. We're looking at David and Bathsheba, and let's see what really made David sin. to sin. James chapter 1, that's almost at the end of your Bible. James chapter 1, look at what the Bible says. James chapter 1. Sister Johnson, you got it?
Got it.
Verse number 13 through 15.
James chapter 1, starting at verse 13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted but he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed.
Wait a minute. Some men are tempted. Is that what it says?
Mm-hmm.
Some men, is that what it said?
Every man.
Every man. So, not just Old Testament men, are not just church men, but not just worldly men, but this here is every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. When a fisherman is out there fishing, hold on just a moment. When a fisherman is out there fishing, he put a bait lit worm on a hook. That fish sees that bait. When that fish sees that bait, he said, yummy, yummy, yummy. Dinner time. And he chased after that bait. And as soon as he bite on the hook. Because the bait is on the hook. When the fisherman feels that fish on the hook, he began to start reeling him in. But the fish has already been drawn away, not when he got on the hook. He was drawn away. See, he may be swimming this way, but when he saw that bait over there, he said, oh, detour. He was drawn away, what, by what? The bait. The bait drawed him away. He was drawn away by his own lust. It was that lust is what caused David to sin. It's the lust. That's why the Bible says over in Matthew chapter 5 that when a man lusts after a woman, he commits sin. He commits adultery already. Why is that? Because it starts right here. Sin starts on the inside before we ever make it to the outside. There's something, there's an attraction. Hello, somebody. There's an attraction. All right. Let's go a little bit further. So, and then verse number 15 says what?
Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bring it forth death. Do not err.
Look.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.